This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A suicide bombing this morning outside a religious shrine in Pakistan's second largest city, Lahore, killed at least eight, including five police personnel, and wounded more than 20 others. The apparent target was a police vehicle near one of the gates of the shrine. No immediate claim of responsibility. The blast came on the second day of Ramadan, a holy month when Muslims fast from dawn to dusk. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will suspend compliance with parts of its 2015 international nuclear agreement. He also warned that further treaty suspensions could happen as well. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Iran has threatened to resume higher enrichment of uranium in 60 days if world powers fail to negotiate new terms for its 2015 nuclear deal, a year after President Donald Trump withdrew from the accord. In a televised address, President Hassan Rouhani also said Iran would stop exporting excess uranium and heavy water from its nuclear program to requirements of the deal. Rouhani also says he wants to negotiate new terms with remaining partners in the deal, but acknowledges that the situation is dire. The pact lifted sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. I'm Charles Ledesma.
South Africans are voting today in national elections. The balloting is a test of President Cyril Ramaphosa's once revered African National Congress, which has ruled South Africa for more than two decades. It is the party of former President Nelson Mandela and is projected to win, but it faces strong challenges from the main opposition Democratic Alliance Centrist Party and the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters Party. Slow economic growth and rampant corruption are major issues. The final results are to be announced on Saturday. The party that wins the most seats in the South African parliament will elect the president, who will be sworn in on May 25th. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, a House committee is scheduled to vote some hours from now on citing the nation's top law enforcement official for contempt of Congress. It is a byproduct of Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has our report.
The House Judiciary Committee wants the full unredacted version of the special counsel's Russia report, which Attorney General William Barr has not provided. After panel staffers met with Justice Department officials yesterday, Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said nothing changed and the panel would vote on contempt today. After another meeting, this time with Democratic leaders last night, an aide says Nadler said the committee was still exchanging offers with the department. In the end, Barr is unlikely to face criminal charges, since a full House vote would send a criminal referral to the U.S. attorney here in Washington, a Justice Department official likely to side with Barr. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There has been another school shooting here in the United States. It happened at a charter school outside Denver, Colorado. Two male students at STEM school Highlands Ranch, armed with handguns, went into two areas of the school and killed an 18-year-old and wounded eight others.
So the announcements came on saying it was a lockdown, stay safe and stay hidden, and our teacher told us to hide behind the equipment in the room because there's weight equipment. So we hid behind the weight equipment and, we just stayed there.
It was a terrifying afternoon for parents, including Sarah Marks.
All three of my children go to
seven. We didn't even know what was going on.
And you have no idea what's going on. And your children are texting you that they're hiding under your desk. And that bullets are hitting their window, or things are hitting their window. It's a horrible feeling.
Police will only identify the two suspects as a juvenile and an 18-year-old, both students, both male, but said neither was previously known to law enforcement. The Douglas County Sheriff told reporters deputies arrived at the school minutes after gunshots were reported and that they arrested the two alleged shooters after a struggle. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a surprise visit to Iraq Tuesday amid growing tensions with Iran. To do that, he canceled a scheduled trip to Germany and went to Baghdad to confer with top Iraqi officials.
I wanted to go to Baghdad to speak with the leadership there to assure them that we stood ready to continue to ensure that Iraq was a sovereign, independent nation, and the United States would continue to help build our partners in the region.
U.S. officials say they're speeding up the arrival of the USS Abraham Lincoln, an aircraft carrier, and its strike group from European waters to the Arabian Sea and deploying a B-52 bomber task force in response to the potential threat from Iran. Gene Randall, VOA News.